T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Anti-cop protesters in New York City wanted to show their solidarity with their counterparts in Portland and Seattle, and that they did over the weekend by acting like their counterparts in those cities, as Glenn Schuck reports from City Hall this morning.
Hundreds of protesters began their demonstrations in Times Square about 4 p.m. yesterday, eventually ending up blocking traffic on the FDR Drive for miles, carrying signs and chanting. This was around 8:30 until they finally dispersed around 9:15. The group eventually making their way to Marcus Garvey Park in Harlem. Now on Saturday, videos that went viral, a man in his 20s and at least three other men jumping on top of a NYPD marked van and holding an inverted American flag, then going on to tag three police vehicles with graffiti, slashing their tires, and trying to smash windows with a stick. That's the NYPD trying to break up the crowd near Chinatown Saturday night. At least 18 arrests. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at City Hall.